It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
This is Felger.
Felgstradamus.
And Mass.
You're going to get anybody half decent for free.
Presented by DraftKings on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Patriots have a new quarterback. The Cam Newton watch is finally over.
I like.
The veteran QB is also reportedly, quote, hungrier than ever.
Cam Newton can move with that football.
There goes Cam. Quarterback draw.
Cam Newton can add a dynamic aspect.
Back to the highlight reel, that one. Somersault for the touchdown.
The legend goes on.
16 and we got a touchdown.
He's going to be difficult to defend.
All right, here we go again. Felger and Maz. Mike is out. Jim Murray alongside. Joe Murray here in the hot box to give us headlines throughout the course of the day. 617-779-0985. Jimmy Stewart, our producer. You can release the hounds right away. I think we got plenty to talk about today, believe it or not. I know people think that there's nothing going on in the world of sports. I think in the last 24 hours, there's been a ton that's happened. And it might not necessarily all be the most exciting stuff in the world or stuff that you would deem to be headline news per se, but I think there are things to talk about. Starting with that, and that is the hype video that the Patriots put out on Cam Newton on their social media. And I think the one I first saw last night was on Twitter. And so I found this to be extremely interesting. Now, again, this goes back to yesterday, Murray, and actually it's happened during the course of the day. Joe Murray chimed in during the program and made reference to the fact that the Patriots had formally and officially announced the signing of Cam Newton with a press release, meaning that Newton had passed his physical. It's official. All the I's are dotted, all the T's are crossed. Cam Newton is a Patriot. Newton himself on social media posted photos of himself studying the playbook, going through the playbook. He made a crack about it being calculus, et cetera, et cetera. But the hype video put out by the Patriots is the thing that caught my attention. Did it catch yours?
Yeah, because there's your starting quarterback for 2020. I mean, it's more proof of it. That's not, you don't do that for a guy that's going to be a backup. You don't do that when Jarrett Stidham can potentially beat him out in training camp, if there is one. It's just further proof, the way that they're already marketing this guy. That's your starting quarterback. Get it through your thick skulls, dummies. It's him. No one's beating him out. It's not Stidham. It's not Brian Hoyer. It's Cam Newton.
I mean, do you do that kind of thing for a backup?
No.
Do you do it for Jarrett Stidham or Hoyer?
No. If there are any questions whatsoever, you just put a press release. You know, you take a photo with a press release and you put that out on social media. You don't have a produced hype video for this player. You don't. If he's just going to come in here and compete for the job or be a backup, it's further proof he's the guy.
I mean, I don't know how you can interpret it as anything, but when you really look at that thing and you say the Patriots, Bill Belichick had to sign off on that, right? There's no way they're doing something like that if Belichick doesn't know about it.
I suppose, yeah. Yeah, right. Like, he has to, you know, he has to know in some way, shape, or form. No final edit or anything like that on it, but just, yeah, it runs by his desk. Hey, we're going to put this out. Sure, fine. Go ahead.
I mean, to me, if it was something that Belichick was concerned about Newton making the team, Newton winning the starting job. I'm not sure Belichick would go to those. Like, I sort of look at it and say, okay, let me get this straight.
If the job was up for grabs, he has that pulled.
Murray, it's July 8th. They announced the signing of Newton. They put the thing on the internet. And what, 2 months from now, they're going to cut his ass?
No shot. No shot.
Or they're going to put him on the sideline holding the clipboard?
No. No, again, if for anyone that says, well, no, he's here to fight for the job, or he's going to teach Jared Stidham RPOs, you have your proof last night from the Patriots' official social media accounts that put out a hype video of your new quarterback. And again, that's not a bad thing. Like,
you no, be, I liked it. Yeah, I thought it was great.
For anyone that is hearing this and is like, well, no, we don't know, and they have to play it. No, again, you now have your proof. They're pumping this guy up, and rightfully so. 5 years removed from being the MVP of the league, they're telling you. They're telling you he's the guy. That's a good thing. You know, it leads me to believe, you know, and he actually is healthy. And now this team, if nothing else, again, the team is going to be infinitely more exciting and more interesting this year with Cam Newton. So I think it's a good thing.
Has Kennedy Stidham, Jared Stidham's wife, has she updated her Instagram yet? Have we checked in on that day? I'm asking
her.
That rhetorically, Murray. Have we heard from the Stidhams yet? Anything from the Stidhams in the last week since I went to the to the wedding in Texas? Have we heard from the Stidhams? I don't know. I just think you get a kind of video like that out there. You have an organization putting out that kind of hype, that type of PR, that type of propaganda, and that's what that was. That was marketing.
Nope, still nothing from until June 30th was the last post, celebrating 1 year of marriage to Jared.
Jared, right, yeah. With T's. That's right, Jared. To me, there's just no way around it. Like, I see something like that. Something like that. And that is, wow, boy, does that pump the crap out of that guy. And they've given him number one. Cam Newton will indeed be wearing number one. I think he's like the fourth player in Patriots history to wear it. The last two, I believe, have been kickers.
Yeah, take that, Pat Patriot.
One was Tony Franklin. One was John Smith. I don't remember who the other guy was. He was someone I never heard of. But Cam Newton will be wearing number one. So they're going to give him his number. They're going to give him a hype video. And then they're going to have him, what, on the sideline? Or they're going to cut his ass in 2 months? Come on. Joe Murray, did you see the video?
Yes, I saw them, to be honest. Actually,
right, I say the video because I saw the first one that came out. And then obviously there were multiple ones.
That's what I was going to say. There was about three that came out yesterday. The first one had the number one, Welcome to New England. And then some personal news. And it had him doing the Superman in the Panthers jersey. And then going into the new Patriots jersey that they have this year. And then, of course, there's hungrier than ever Cam Newton. So, yeah, I totally agree with you guys. They don't do this unless he's going to be the starter. I mean, I can't remember that far back, but did they do this for Tim Tebow? When they signed Tim Tebow, did they have a highlight reel?
I can't imagine that they did.
No, nothing like that.
I don't remember them doing this sort of thing for many guys.
Any of these big free agents.
Revis, I don't think they did anything for him.
Brandon Cooks, did he get a hype video? I mean, they called him a draft pick, remember, because that was the year that they flipped all those draft picks, right? Was that the year with Coney Ealy?
Yeah, right, that's right.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, no, we've turned these draft picks into these players, but that's about it. You didn't get a straight-up hype video, which is screaming in your faces, he's the guy, he's the new quarterback, come buy his jersey and all this new merch we're going to be selling with Newton on the back of it. That's what all that was yesterday.
I mean, so Joe Murray, I don't mean to put you on the spot here, but just out of curiosity, look up and see if there was one for Revis.
Okay.
I mean, to me, Revis is about the closest thing in terms of a player they have brought in here, at least in recent years, right? In the last, call it 5 years. And Revis was 2014. But he's the last guy with this sort of cachet. I mean, Revis was, you know, he's a Hall of Famer. I'm not even sure Newton is that. So did they do it for Revis? Because I don't remember that they did, Murray.
No.
I don't remember that they did.
We're also going back now, what, 6 years or whatever? So that's, you know, that's a long time in terms of social media and video content. So it was probably just a post with a photo or something like that.
I mean, but even that, I'll take that, yeah. If that's what it was. I'll take that. But this thing, holy crap, this was like a movie trailer. This was like coming to Foxborough this fall. That's what this was. This was pumping the crap and hyping the crap out of Cam Newton. And boy, I will admit, it worked for me. I watched it and I went, oh, man, this is going to be fun. Going to be fun. What do you think the best that they get out of him is, Murray? Could Newton be a, if he maxes out, what's the ceiling for Cam Newton? I don't even mean that statistically. I just mean that in however you want to express it.
They make the AFC Championship game and play a competitive game. That's, you know, because my expectations for them anyway going into this season pre-Newton was compete for the division, because it's now, you know, you have the extra spot. Maybe they squeak in, have a competitive wild card game, maybe win it. That's it. That was the ceiling for the Patriots pre-Cam Newton. If he's healthy and the way he's being marketed by the team now, AFC Championship game.
Do you think they can win the Super Bowl with him? Again, Ken. Ken, not Will. Ken.
Possibly. I still think there's some holes in the line in this on the depth chart that I have some concerns about. Maybe.
See, I think the Super Bowl's back in play now. I do, and I felt this way from the moment that they signed him. And this is why there is so much hype about Newton. This is why the Patriots are pumping the crap out of him. And at the end of the day, for those who still believe that Jarrett Stidham or Brian Hoyer, don't sleep on Brian Hoyer, Jimmy Stewart. Don't sleep on him. Right, Greg Bedard? Don't sleep on Brian Hoyer. I think with Newton at quarterback, a healthy Cam Newton, a healthy, engaged Cam Newton, the Super Bowl is absolutely in play. Would I make them a favorite? No. Do I think they're better than Kansas City? No. Do I think they're better than Baltimore? Close.
Oh, I don't.
I think they're closer to Baltimore than they are Kansas City. Okay, Kansas City to me is obvious that they're the best team in the conference. They're the reigning champions and they have the best player in the league. But if Newton maxes out with Bill Belichick as coach, hell yeah, the Super Bowl's in play. And if I'm the Patriots, I would be sending out a hype video, and they did, about Cam Newton. But again, you don't do it if the guy's just going to be a backup. You don't do it if you're going to cut his ass in 2 months, because boy, are you going to look stupid. Then it's just going to look like you hyped the crap out of him, what, to generate interest in the season, as if there isn't going to be that anyway? Do people really think interest in the Patriots is going to drop off that much? Because I don't. They don't need Cam Newton to generate interest in the team. I mean, I recognize this is a pandemic. I recognize it's post-Brady. They're still the Patriots. They still have the greatest coach in history. They're still on the greatest run that any franchise has ever had. Whether they can continue it or not, I don't know. But man, that hype video, oh, if you're one of those people out there that seriously thinks they're going to rotate quarterbacks, like you said yesterday.
Oh, God.
Or if you're one of these people that thinks Newton is here as a backup plan, and that Stidham's going to start the first couple of games, and then Newton's going to get in week five. If you're one of those people, stop. Stop it. If you haven't seen these videos, watch them.
Well, there also could be another not-so-hidden message with these videos, too. If you think about it, you know, a few years ago, the Bruins put out a video in response to Mike specifically criticizing too young. The players are too young. About a week ago, you guys faced unfair criticism about whether or not Cam Newton could come here and have his full persona, do the Superman thing. What was showed prominently in some of those videos yesterday?
Well, okay, Murray, so I don't think that it was about us, but I do think...
There's a minor blind going on there.
So I'll tell you what I think it's about. They know what they've signed up for. They're going to let him be who he is.
Oh, they've embraced it. There's no question about that. By putting that out, that kind of thing out too... It shows you they just don't, you know, not only just believe in this guy and he's the starting quarterback, we're embracing all things Cam Newton. If he wants to be flashy, if he wants to do the Superman thing, if he wants to be Cam Newton how he was with the Carolina Panthers, we'll take it.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, I don't mind it. I mean, I think they're going to let him do it. I think you have to let him do it because, again, you'll get a more productive, engaged player if he can be who he is. Jimmy Stewart, I think, is waving his arm at me. You talking to me, Jimmy?
Yeah, I just have a question for the panel.
Okay, go.
Didn't we learn from the Patriots taping the Bengals sidelines that the video department and the football department, they don't communicate? Or did I misread that message?
So you're saying that Bill wouldn't have signed off on this, that they would just operate
didn't
on their
need
own?
Need to. Separation of church and state, so to speak.
That's an interesting way to look at it. I didn't necessarily...
That this is the marketing department just doing its thing, the video department, which doesn't talk to football operations.
It's an interesting way to look at it.
Just asking. I'm facilitating conversation here.
This is pumping up a player on the roster, though. It's something that they typically don't do. It's certainly something that Bill Belichick does not do. He doesn't promote one player over the group. It's about the team, not the individual. And this was a Cam Newton hype video.
Yeah. Come buy the jerseys. He's the guy for 2020.
That's and they'll sell videos. A crap load of them, too. They will. They'll sell an absolute crap ton of those jerseys.
In the same way they sold a crap ton of Tim Tebow jerseys.
Okay, so that's where I want to start. That's where we're going to start today. 617-779-0985. Jimmy Stewart, our producer, will open up the phone lines right away. And you tell me now, after seeing those videos, Cam Newton... pulling open his shirt, revealing the S on his chest. Cam Newton, number one, quarterback, New England Patriots. The Cam Newton hype Is there really anybody out there still that thinks that anyone but Newton is going to be the starting quarterback of this team in the fall? Is there anyone that really believes that? We'd love to hear from you. Really, we would love to hear from you. Explain to me why. And this morning on the Four Letter Network, they brought in what I thought was an interesting guest to talk about Cam Newton and what his role with the Patriots will be. We'll touch on that when we come back.
I wouldn't sleep on Brian Hoyer.
Boston's home for sports.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Doing what they do best.
Now talk about soap opera.
Wilbur Mass on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
We also know Taylor to be about as connected to and as big a fan of the Patriots as anybody we know. So he's here with our football guys. And so, Taylor, I haven't had a chance to ask you, what did you think of this acquisition, the Patriots and Cam Newton?
I love the acquisition of Cam Newton, but this conversation in Boston, Greeny, that Bill Belichick knew this all along, and that Cam Newton was going to be available, that's not right. That's where you're smelling too many salts from Bill Belichick. Because when you look at the way the Kraft family and Belichick have operated over the last 20 years, I played for the Kraft family in Major League Soccer. Everything on the field, they're shrewd with how they do business. Now, do I think the plan was to look at options and to see what's available? Absolutely, 100%. But for everyone telling me and everyone else in Boston and in this country that Bill Belichick knew all along he was going to bring in the former NFL MVP and Cam Newton, that answered no chance.
I was watching this morning Get Up with Mike Greenberg. I guess it's going back to radio now that Golic is no more, right?
Oh, feel the excitement.
Greenberg's going to do his TV show and then do the radio show right after that. And in any case, he had on some of the usual people he has on in the morning to talk football. Dominique Foxworth was there. Marcus Spears was there. And you expect these are his football people. These are people he relies on. He has on Schefter from time to time. Then he brought in Taylor Twellman to ask him about Cam Newton. That was Taylor Twellman, again, former Revs player, professional soccer player, now soccer analyst for all kinds of stuff at ESPN. And he brings in Twellman to talk about Newton. And he says, Greenberg says, if you didn't hear it at the beginning of the clip, big Patriots fan and is connected to what's going on down there as anyone. And I just feel like, now look, I want to make this part clear because I also think it's important, that MLS play started last night. ESPN is airing MLS games, all day, really, starting early this morning. So Twellman's calling the games from the studio. He's in there, and they probably said, hey, why don't we throw him on Get Up, too? But I also think they wouldn't have done that if they didn't believe that Twellman knows something. So this idea that Cam Newton was a master plan from the beginning, Twellman dumped all over it. There's no way. Not in a million years. And he believes that that Newton absolutely will be the starter, just like you believe, Murray, just like I believe. And I just thought it was worth playing because normally you would say, what the hell are they doing talking to a soccer guy about football for? What's the logic there? Why would they do that? Do you think that was just convenience that he was hanging around, or do you think that they know he knows something?
I don't know him well enough. I wouldn't put it past ESPN just because, you know, MLS, the MLS back is back tournament has just started up.
Sure, it could be that.
Yeah, we'll throw to him. What's your opinion on it? Because it's a round table type of show, so
and we get time to fill?
Yeah.
God knows we get time to fill.
Yeah.
So I don't rule that out either. I don't. But a Taylor to me is a guy that knows a lot of people. You know, I know him a little bit. And I just found it interesting that they would bring him into the middle of the Cam Newton discussion, the Patriots discussion. To me, again, there might be no connection there whatsoever. I'm just telling you that I found it interesting. And again, a lot out there, hype videos for Cam Newton. And also, Newton himself put on his Instagram account a photo of him delving into the Patriots playbook in which he says, man, this bleep is calculus. Okay, calculus. And I just got an email about this, and I wonder if Aldo and Ludlow wants to touch on the same idea that this person who emailed me had. Go ahead, Aldo. What do you got?
Hey, guys. Well, the thing I remember, before North Turner called it quits down there, or was fired, I should say, Cam Newton could not follow his playbook. So if he can't follow North Turner, how in the world is he going to understand Belichick's? And hearing you say something about calculus, you know, that just proves my point, I think.
Okay, so your ultimate point, Aldo, is you go ahead.
He's there because of Stenham being an Auburn or that coach that was there.
Gus Malzahn.
Under them. I think he's there to, you know, fluff him a little and then maybe get interest back into Cam Newton so he can be relevant again.
So you believe that hype video was just to fluff him?
Well, like Jim Murray or the other Jim said, weren't we told during the Cincinnati debacle that those two departments don't communicate?
Okay, so that was Jimmy Stewart, our producer, who said that's an interesting point. I view them sort of a little bit separately. And when I say that, I mean, I think the Patriots asked Belichick, hey, can we do a thing on your scout? Yeah, sure, no problem, you guys go. And that's it.
If the playbook for North Turner had with Carolina was so problematic, why does North Turner have nothing but good to say about Cam Newton?
Yeah, it was his offensive line. He had to improvise Cam Newton when he was in Carolina. He had the footwork to do it. He did. But no, I've never heard anything that he didn't follow the playbook.
I mean, his completion percentage that year was the highest of his career. 67.9% of his passes that year under North Turner. It felt to me like the playbook worked.
Right.
Like it worked with Newton. And I also don't think that, look, you take calculated risks. And the Patriots certainly aren't putting up a lot of guaranteed money here at the beginning. So, and the incentives are now out there in terms of what the values are, and the breakdown is, and we can get to some of that later too if people are interested in it. There is value, and Cam Newton will make the more money the deeper he goes into the postseason.
And why do people automatically assume the negative with Cam Newton looking at the playbook and saying, like, oh, damn, this is like calculus? You know,
well, I think it was that comment. I think he's just implying that, man, this is a complicated playbook.
Okay, so then people think, what, he's going to throw the playbook to the side because it's just that difficult? Does Cam Newton strike you as a guy that is just going to half-ass it? Or like Chad Ochocinco that got here and was like, I don't get it, man, so I'm just going to do what I do. Not to me.
No.
I think that he's a dedicated football player. He cares about the game, and now he's more motivated than ever because he feels like he got done dirty by the Carolina Panthers.
I
hear that, and I see that, and I think that's, this is tough, but I'm going to put my nose into this playbook and make sure I learn every single thing about it.
Well, so what I took out of it was he's in it already. Like, I'm studying.
Yeah.
I'm studying. I'm ready to go. I'm digging in. I'm ready to go. Now, does he have enough time? And are the Patriots going to have to simplify their playbook no matter who the quarterback is for lots of reasons? One, you have a guy that's never been here before in Newton. Two, you have a kid in Stidham that's not ready to run the offense the way that Tom Brady did. Hoyer could probably run the most complicated version of the offense because he has more experience with it, but he sucks. So what are you going to do? You're going to go with Hoyer? Like, I just think, and this is something that all teams are confronting in a short off season, is that you don't have workouts, you don't have time for guys to put time in with one another.
People need to explain to me why this this alignment and dedication so quick to Jarrett Stidham? Is it because you bought into the narrative that we've been had shoved down our throats here from many of the beat reporters over the last year that, oh, they've never seen a young quarterback look this good in camp before, and you know, this is looks like a great draft pick, and on and on and on, all these stories about Jarrett Stidham? Because I bought into them too. Up until the signing of Cam Newton, I thought that Jarrett Stidham was the guy. I was going to go with that. I found it a little bit offensive initially. It's like, okay, I'm being sold a line. I've been sold a bill of goods here with Jarrett Stidham. Like, I get it. Like, let's wait until the kid sees the field before we start, you know, pumping him up this way. But, you know, I finally came around. I'm like, okay, this is what the narrative is. I'm going to buy into that narrative. Now that that narrative has been proven to be false, why are you still like, no. Cam Newton's just here to teach Jarrett Stidham and push Jarrett Stidham, and they're going to compete for the job. After those videos come out yesterday, that's not going to happen. Cam Newton's the quarterback. So why this defense of Jarrett Stidham still? I don't get it.
Yeah, because I just think maybe it's what people want, Murray. They want some sort of transition to the next guy, or who the hell knows why. I mean, maybe they just are so adamant or determined to find out who the next guy is and have a long-term solution. But to me, Cam Newton versus Jarrett Stidham is one of the great no-brainers of all time.
Right.
It's a no-brainer. And I always give the caveat of assuming health. But if Newton's healthy, there's no way he's not going to play. Nick's in Waltham. Nick, go.
Hey, I just wanted to call in on the Taylor Twellman conversation.
Yeah.
Was watching Get Up a couple weeks ago, and they had Jalen Rose talking about the Dak Prescott, Dallas Cowboys new contract. So I don't think they have any clue what they're doing at ESPN and why they're bringing in other people. I think they have nothing else to talk about. So I think that's really it. Yeah, I don't think he knows anything. I think they just said, oh, he's from New England. He might know something. So I don't think there's anything there.
Yeah, so I'll tell you, it's entirely possible that ESPN's just talking out its ass.
Here's another warm body that can fill time.
Yeah.
Well, I thought they were going to talk about, like, you know, Cam Newton's concussion history or something. Like, with Twellman on, I'm like, what are they going to this soccer guy to talk about to talk about Cam Newton here? I thought at least that might be some correlation there. I don't know. I mean, all the hits Newton took in his career.
Now, fortunately, warm bodies and talking out your ass are not things that we subscribe to here at 98.5 Sports. I'm Murray. No. We like to keep, you know, familiar bodies. People who know what they're talking about do no talking out our ass. We don't go down that route. But since we are, you know, we're willing to engage on discussing someone who talks out his ass, we're going to bring someone in who might qualify. We have a guest coming to talk about Newton and what his projected role is with the Patriots. Paul Perillo, Patriots Football Weekly, Patriots.com, right? Does the Football Weekly even exist anymore, Jimmy?
It does not. It's just Patriots.com.
Okay, there you go. Patriots.com. Paul Perillo, Sunshine Day, after Joe Murray gets you caught up on headlines.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Did they say it?
I didn't say that. Yes, you did.
Yes, they did.
Oh, you said it. You said it. I can prove that you said it. You said it.
It's Felger and Mass. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I gotta get out, give me some of those reds.
Not exactly. Not exactly Sunshine Day. Murray didn't feel like singing. I didn't either, but it doesn't mean I can't give you some of the background. We'll let the vocals carry themselves. I just thought under the circumstances it'd be a good time to bring in Paul Perillo, even though it's a Thursday. It's not a Wednesday. It's not football season, but hell, the world's upside down anyway. What freaking difference does it make at this stage? So let's bring in Paul Perillo, Patriots.com, joining us now on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Paulie, how you holding up, pal?
Doing all right, boys. How are you?
Oh, living the dream. Right. How could it be any better, Paul?
I'm a little disappointed in Murray.
Oh, they wouldn't sing?
There's no sunshine to be had in 2020, Paul. Every day's worse than the last.
Little disrespectful, not going to lie.
And we're never getting out of it.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Right, Jimmy Stewart's motto, Paul, is 2020, where every day is a little worse than the one before it. And, Jimmy?
We're never getting out of it.
Yeah.
So there you go. So, look, I thought it was a good opportunity to catch up with you because I don't remember the last time we talked to you, Paul. But
yeah, it's been a while.
Plain and simple, why is Cam Newton here?
Well, I think the simplest reason is that he makes you exponentially better. You guys know in talking to me the few times that we have that I haven't been sold on all the hype surrounding Jarrett Stidham. I think he's still an untested fourth-round quarterback who's never played in the league. And to go into a season with him as your starter, I think you're really setting yourself up to fail. Now, I think it's an odd situation where a guy with Newton's ability is available this late in the offseason, but to me it was one that you had to take. There's a reason why you got him on a team-friendly deal, and it was because of all the injury uncertainty, and here he is. To me, this is a no-brainer. You had to do it.
What did you make of the money, you know, that they get him for a base of just over $1 million? And, you know, I see the max value is close to $8 million. Do you think that he reaches these incentives, the per-game roster bonuses? What just overall did you think of the contract?
Yeah, I haven't seen, like, the complete breakdown of every individual, situation. Now, I know that they're all, because he didn't play last year, they're all unlikely to be earned. So
correct.
For cap reasons, you know, that's great. There's probably a lot of, roster bonus. If he's the starter, he's probably going to have a chance to make a good chunk of that money. But let's just say, for argument's sake, it's the $7.5 million or $8 million, whatever it is, and he makes it all. It's still an unbelievable bargain, right? I mean, he's a top-flight NFL quarterback. When he's right, he's probably, on the edges of that top 10, maybe even higher. When he was at his best, I don't think that we can expect 2015, given all the wear and tear of the last couple of years. But again, he's one of the better quarterbacks in football when he's right, and to get him at that kind of a contract, I think, is an amazing situation. But again, it's so unique. It's not just that he got hurt. It's that he got hurt during a pandemic and couldn't show anybody that he was healthy. So I think there were a lot of different factors that sort of conspired to allow the Patriots to get him. You know, and listening to you guys just a little bit real quick, as I was waiting to come on, the whole notion that this was a plan, I'm sorry, but I think way too much of Bill Belichick to think that his plan was to wait till July to get his quarterback. I mean, that just doesn't make any sense to me at all. I watched Bill Belichick put together the Patriots over the last 20 years, and yeah, he'll add a piece here or there, but his idea of putting together a team isn't wait till the last month before you're going to start and then get your quarterback. That doesn't seem like something Bill Belichick wanted to do. I think it was a unique circumstance, and he jumped at the opportunity, and I think it was the right choice.
Paul, I've said this a million times, that if, and forgive me if you've heard it before, but if and when I die, and I will, I want to be reincarnated as Bill Belichick, because no matter what he does, it was part of the plan. It's never luck with Belichick. Everybody always, oh, no, Belichick knew, like he's some type of mystic, for crying out loud. No, it is. It's preposterous. I think in this case, he waited to see what was available. It was Cam Newton. He got him on a good deal, and he took a shot. When I asked you the question a little while ago, I said, why is Newton here? I should have asked it this way. In your mind, Paul, if Cam Newton is fully healthy, is there any way anyone other than Cam Newton is a starter for the Patriots this season?
In my mind, absolutely no. I think there's a 0% chance of a healthy Cam Newton not being your starting quarterback.
I mean, there's the idea that they would bring him in to be a backup to, quote-unquote, compete for a job. And you know what? Let's focus on that part of it. This idea that the Patriots are going to bring him in to, quote-unquote, compete. How do you view that?
Well, I think it's the right thing to say, but I think that works in theory. I think there's very few quarterback competitions that go on around the NFL, and the Patriots are not any different than most of these other teams. Now, you could sit there and say, I don't know, Chicago with Trubisky and Foles, that's probably a legitimate competition. Some of the places where there's an incoming rookie and an incumbent veteran, maybe you have to make the rookie earn it first. But in the vast majority of NFL cities, there's a starting quarterback, and you know who that is, and he's going to start the season. There's no competition here. And again, this is a little unique because it's so late, and it's about health. And I think the way you said it, Tony, if you're going to phrase it to me like that, a healthy Cam Newton, I say 0% chance that he is not the starting quarterback.
But was the signing, though, somehow an indictment on Jarrett Stidham, though, Paul, and that he's just not ready or something he's done recently pissed him off, whatever it might be?
Yeah, this is where and you guys know me, I almost never go wishy-washy in the middle, but I'm going to do that on this one. I don't like, you know, fence sitting. I leave that to the regular host of the show. So here's the way I look at it. I don't think it's a great sign for Jarrett Stidham, but I also think the situation of this offseason is ridiculously unique, and even a guy who's been around for 43 years like Bill Belichick has never had to really deal with something like this. This isn't even the same as 2011 with the lockout. It's a lot different even than that. Jarrett Stidham couldn't really get on the field and get any work in, and now you have a chance to get this guy. So I don't necessarily look at it as an indictment of Stidham. However, I have to say, if they love Stidham, if they were convinced that he was the guy, I think they would have just said, well, he might not be quite ready, but I know he's the guy and he'll benefit from this in the long run, and we'll let him take his lumps this year and move on with him. So I'm not going to dismiss it as being irrelevant. I think it is part of the equation. I just don't think it's completely the end of Jarrett Stidham in New England.
So, Paul, as I've said it, they have doubt. They have doubt. Yeah. And that can be a lot of doubt. That can be a little bit of doubt. But they're not 100%, as you said, locked in on Stidham. And whether it's the circumstances, whether it's the player, whether it's a combination of the two, they look at Stidham and they say, we're not sure that he's ready for this.
And doesn't that make sense? It's impossible to be 100% sure in a guy that's never played. Do you think in 2001 at this time, Bill Belichick was certain about Tom Brady?
No.
I mean, he's the greatest quarterback who's ever played. Do you think that at this time, you know, he didn't play his rookie year in 2000. He was the backup to Drew Bledsoe. He clearly saw something he liked. He elevated him ahead of Damon Hewitt as the number two, but he didn't know what he had with Tom Brady at the time. So how could he possibly be convinced that Jarrett Stidham is the guy he's going to go forward with? I think he probably likes a lot of things about him. I think there's an element of truth to some of the stuff, and I'll plead guilty too. I've written things about Jarrett Stidham too, but I think there's some element of truth to the positive nature of what they like about Stidham. But I'm sorry if I can't buy the fact that they're convinced, they know he's the guy. We'll see if he can play or not. Right now, Bill Belichick is like most of us, and he doesn't know.
You know, so it's been a while, obviously, since we talked to you, Paul. What do you make of their draft quickly, and where are there still holes or weaknesses on the depth chart with this team?
Well, I like a couple of the ideas about the draft. I didn't love the safety. I like the idea of the safety, but a Division II guy, that high in the draft, I was a little concerned about. But I love Josh Uche, the kid from Michigan, edge kind of guy and athlete. I think it adds some speed to the front seven, which I think they lack, especially after losing Jamie Collins and Kyle Van Noy. And I love the idea of trading up to get tight ends, especially Asiasi. I've heard a lot of good things about him. There's a couple of things that were, you know, he battled some weight problems at UCLA in his college career, started at Michigan, ended up at UCLA. But I like the idea of getting an athletic tight end that can get down the seam and sort of give you some of that element that they absolutely had none of last year. So the two tight ends, I like the idea of trading up for those guys, big time need on the roster. And I like the idea of Uche on the edge.
So, Paul, a couple more things we want to get to here. Most of them, again, relate to the quarterback situation, which is obviously the biggest question on the team in terms of not just who's going to play. And, again, I think you like guys, you've said, you believe Newton's going to get the job and have the job as long as he is healthy. What about the offense they're going to run, Paul? And I wonder about this because the Patriots obviously have been doing things a certain way for a very long time. They've been operating out of the same playbook now for 20 years. Basically with Tom Brady, and yet Cam Newton's strengths are not Brady's strengths. He's a different kind of player. If Newton is the quarterback, how dramatically do you think they're going to alter the playbook?
Yeah, this is a really interesting question to me, and I do think that you'll see a lot of different stuff that you never would have dreamed of with Tom Brady. You're going to see some RPOs. You're going to see Newton run the ball, and he's different even than most quarterbacks running the ball because he's such a power runner at that position. You know, third and two, he'll think nothing of keeping it, lowering his shoulder and trying to move the pile for the first down, as opposed to just trying to Lamar Jackson or Russell Wilson and avoid, you know, avoid guys and get around the edge. So I think we'll see some of that. The other part, I think you're going to see a lot of similarities. I think that they like the core principles of what they do offensively, spreading the field vertical and horizontal, you know, quick timing routes, getting the ball out, you know, in rhythm and doing some of those things. Now, I think that with James White, I think Cam Newton will be, you know, in a good situation. Like, he had a lot of success with McCaffrey as
he
well,
did,
you know,
yep.
a couple of years ago. So I think that's a, you know, a positive sign. And I'm not trying to say that James White is in Christian McCaffrey's stratosphere or anything like that. I'm just saying similar kind of receiving threats out of the backfield.
He's good in the passing game, Paul. Absolutely.
Yeah. And I think that can help a lot. What I worry about is I think Cam Newton, part of what makes Cam Newton really dynamic is his ability to make big plays. And that's why his completion percentage is a little bit lower. First of all, he's not the most accurate passer. That's one reason. But he also is pushing the ball downfield far more often than we're used to seeing in New England.
Takes chances.
So he's pushing, you know, 18-yard in-cuts and getting the ball down the field. Those are not as easy to complete as the flip-offs. It's no secret that he had his highest completion percentage once he started throwing the ball to McCaffrey. Those are passes that you're going to complete every time. So the number's going to rise a little bit. To me, the question that I have is if you take away that downfield element that Cam obviously likes, does that take away a little bit of his playmaking and his dynamic ability? Is he running around getting off script a little bit? Do they want him to do that, or do they want to get maybe him a little bit more on script? Those are the kinds of things I don't know about. And I don't know enough about Cam Newton, the person. You know, you don't watch, when we watch highlights, right? We don't see, you know, a guy's tendencies every game. So we don't really know how he handles every situation the way we got to know Brady. We knew at times what Brady was going to do before he did it because we have just seen him so much. I don't know if Cam Newton can be Cam Newton if you're asking him to sort of run the Patriots offense.
Okay, so
I know they'll let him run. I know they'll give him some read option stuff. But if it's going to be Edelman for, you know, 8-yard throws, I don't know if that's the best way to utilize his talent.
Okay, Paul, before we let you go, and again, Paul Perillo, Patriots.com, joining us via the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. I do want to ask you this, too, because it is, I think it's a critical part of the whole marriage, and that is that Newton's personality is very out there. He's flamboyant. He's outgoing. Yep. He's expressive, demonstrative, all of these things. And the Patriots culture is typically very buttoned down. So when you look at it, do you think that they will let him be or encourage him to be who he is, express himself, all of those things? Or has Bill Belichick learned over the years to cut a guy like Cam Newton loose a little bit?
Yeah, I think that they're more willing to do that than maybe they're given credit for. I don't think that Bill loves the stuff that doesn't really deal with football. I mean, I think we can all agree on that. But I don't think he's going to completely stifle Cam Newton and say, you know, I don't want you, you know, trying to be yourself out there. I think. I mean, none of us is going to know this for sure until we see how it manifests itself on the field. But I think he's going to let Cam Newton sort of do his touchdown stuff, his Superman routine, and be fine with that. It's maybe trying to cut back on the persona that is Cam Newton. I don't think he's going to tell him what to wear in a post-game press conference, that's for sure.
Right.
Now, I also would have my reservations. You know, this is not really the question you asked, Tony, but maybe how long that marriage can last. You know, Tom Brady lasted a long time. I don't know if Cam Newton at this stage of his career would say, well, I had a great year. I'm going to re-up for 5 years, and I'm going to finish my career here. I think this is going to be a different kind of way of doing things for him than he's used to. And I think he does like sort of the idea of thinking about post-game press conferences and what he's doing and that kind of element. So I think that might be interesting to watch and see how it unfolds. But I look at this as a one and done. My gut tells me right now 1 year, and that's kind of all we're going to get here.
Yeah, Paul, I prefer to think of these as one night stands. There's nothing There's nothing wrong with two people getting together for just a little sex. That's okay. You know, if you're into it, I'm into it. That's okay. We don't, you know, it doesn't have to be anything more than that. You use me, I use you. We had a good time. We move on. There's nothing wrong with that, Paul.
And we both leave happy.
That's right. Consenting adults. I'm okay with that. If it benefits Newton, it benefits the Patriots. It's good for everybody. Listen, absolutely. Thanks for joining us. All right.
Thanks, Paul.
All right, boys. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, Paul Perillo, Patriots.com, via the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. And I don't know. I just think it's always valuable. You know, Paul's part of the Patriots propaganda machine. It's always good to get a speak to somebody directly at the source of all those hype videos and everything else. 617-779-0985. You heard Perillo say that Cam Newton at his best is on the cusp of that top 10, which is interesting because someone just recently put out a list of the top 10 quarterbacks in the league as assessed by 50 people representing the organizations in the NFL. Jeremy Fowler of ESPN. We'll share that list with you and tell you which Patriots did or did not end up on it when we come back.
Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub and streaming anywhere you go, on the Sports Hub app.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Felger and Mass.
Whee!
It's way more than just a sports talk radio show.
This truly is the apocalypse.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
So I want to bring Jeremy Fowler into the conversation here to explain how this list was made. Again, this isn't one of us on Get Up throwing together our own opinion, but this was something that was done through a lot of time, energy, effort, and questions. How'd you put this list together?
Well, Greeny, the goal was simple. How does the NFL really feel about all these top players? Because we see top 10 lists all the time. Several different outlets do it. We don't always know what it means. So my goal was take 32 teams with all their intel, put them in a room, and here's the list that would come out of it. So I talked to everyone from GMs to players and coaches, over 50 people in total. I got their top 10 lists, and then I broke it down with a composite voting. Who got the most top 5 lists? Top 10. Who got number 1 votes? Put it all together, and I use general managers to help break ties. You know, really, this speaks to not only the caliber of the player, but how players are paid, too. If you're, say, 9th or 10th on a list of top 10 in your position, you'll probably be paid as such.
It's Jeremy Fowler of ESPN. It's getting a lot of attention the last couple of days. Fowler is putting together a list of the top 10 players at every position in the NFL. Okay, he's doing that as he goes along here, and they're releasing a new list every day. This began a couple of days ago. July 7th was tight ends. Yesterday was quarterbacks. Today was running backs. And you'll get wide receivers, tackles, interior offensive linemen, edge defenders, off-ball linebackers, interior, I think I said interior defensive linemen, cornerbacks, safeties, et cetera, and that'll go all the way through July 17th. And in doing so, as he explained there, he's talking to representatives from all 32 teams in the league, a panel of 50 people that includes players, executives, an array of football experts, if that's what you want to call them. The top 10 quarterback list, at least at the top, is not all that surprising. But Murray, you pointed this out yesterday because it's behind the ESPN paywall, although I think they're releasing the stories as they go on their regular site as well. Regardless, Patrick Mahomes, number one. I think everybody agrees Patrick Mahomes is the most desirable quarterback in the league.
Yeah, but there is one thing that sticks out to me about that is nearly 30 voters were polled and one guy picked him fourth.
Okay, right, which is kind of weird. But there's always somebody in the group
that's just a contrarian a-hole.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Who, for whatever reason, wants to be different. So as part of the poll, as Murray just pointed out, Jeremy Fowler also includes the highest ranking a player got from any single voter. In the case of Mahomes, he was one overall. So his highest ranking from anybody was first. The lowest ranking was fourth, as Murray noted.
That's just asinine.
It is. But it also tells you that nobody, everybody had him in the top three, basically, with the exception of one a-hole. Which, again, to me, he's number one, but you could argue Russell Wilson's number one. You might be able to argue some other people. Who knows? Russell Wilson finished second. Aaron Rodgers third. Was that was the point you just made about Mahomes, was that the most striking thing on the list to you, or was there anything that stuck out more than all else?
Oh, yeah, Rodgers was way, way too high. I think the first two aren't even debatable. It's Mahomes, Russell Wilson, 1-2. Then 3-8, you know, you can have some conversation, but the way Aaron Rodgers has played these last couple of seasons, and especially last season, where I thought he was okay. I don't think he's the Aaron Rodgers of what he was, you know, 3-4 years ago. To have him third, I think is way, way too high.
He also doesn't have receivers, and maybe they're putting that into the equation as well. But you're right. He hasn't lived up to the expectations like in the past when he went up against Tom Brady and beat him in Green Bay.
So since you mentioned Brady, Joe, we'll tell you where Brady was. We went a little long with Perilla. So it's the top of the hour, but it's a commercial-free segment. Our longest commercial-free segment here at 98.5. So here's what we're going to do. Joe Murray's going to get you caught up on headlines real quick from the hot box. We'll come right back. We'll tell you where Brady finished in the top 10 or whether he was in the top 10 at all. And we'll tell you what was probably the most surprising element in the top 10 quarterbacks on the Jeremy Fowler list. And I do think that has some... There is a Cam Newton element to this story, which, again, we'll share with you after Murray gets you caught up on headlines.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.